Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Daf Yud. And we start on the bottom of Tesamon Beis. We read through the Gemara, but we didn't talk about the Gemara so much. The Gemara Tesamon Beis gets us into the sugya of Palginan Dibura. Palginan Dibura, where the Gemara says that Rav Yosef starts off and tells us that if a man comes and says, Ploni Rava'o La'onso, somebody raped me, obviously against my will, so then he, the victim, can testify along with another person to kill the perpetrator, to kill the ma'anes. Why? Because he, the witness, didn't do anything wrong, and therefore he could testify against with another person. L'ritzono rashahu. But if it was willingly, so then he has a rasha, we don't accept his testimony, and we don't allow him to affect anything against the other guy. We know Tosis talks about it a little bit here. We know there are two types of psule edus. There, the Rambam discusses this. There's a psule edus min haTorah, category one, somebody called a rasha. Who's a rasha? Not just somebody who stomp people call a rasha. There's a halachic definition of a rasha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos edus that anyone who does an avera that is chayiv malchus or worse is classified as a rasha. Somebody does it habitually in public over and over again. So then that is a rasha, and therefore Al-Tashi is certain averos in public, and he cannot testify. That is most averos that yesh b'maisa, malchus or worse. And then the other category is what we call rasha d'chamas. Rasha d'chamas is avera that is connected somehow to money. Stealing, not paying workers on time. Anytime that somebody is denies having someone's money and keeps it, so that is a rasha to chamas, even though there is no malchus in most of those cases, because they're alive, hanitel l'tashlumin, lavadita glase, but still, they will be pasul la'edus. That is category two. So here, Rav Yosef says, l'ritzono rashahu, because this is an iser misa, but, and therefore, he's possible to testify. Rava Amar, Rava comes up with a chiddush, says, no. Adam karvets al atzmo, vein adam eis ma'atzmo rasha. A person is a karov regarding himself, and therefore a person cannot make themselves into a rasha. So what exactly does this mean, ein adam eis ma'atzmo rasha? So there are two ideas quoted in the Mefarshim for this. Ein adam eis ma'atzmo rasha. Why can't I make myself? I can't self-incriminate myself. I can't come to court and say, I was Mechal Shabbos, kill me. Why not? So one svara, expanded upon by the Akronim, is exactly what the Gemara says here. Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. It's a psul kurva. Just like your brother can't testify for you, and your sister can't testify for you, you can't testify against yourself. You are your own closest relative, and therefore, a person cannot testify about themselves. It's really a psul karov at root. But there's another, a different idea suggested by the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin says, let me find it, the Rambam says, Gzeres HaKasev, Perek Yudches Halacha Vav, Gzeres HaKasev, She'ein Mamisin Bezdin, Velo Malkin Es Ha'adam, Behodoyas Piv, Ela Apishnayedim. It's Gzeres HaKasev, that a Bezdin will not put somebody to death if somebody comes to court and says, I ate treif, whip me, give me Malkus. They're not going to give him malchus. They're not going to say, I did this, I did that. Doesn't matter. You can only put him to death or give him malchus by the basis of two witnesses. V'zeshaharag Yehoshua Achan v'David Lagara Maleki. What about Yeshua put Achan to death, right? After Bnei Yisrael were defeated by Ai and Moshe, and Yeshua does the whole goral, and it falls on Achan from Shevet Yehuda, right? So Ai put Achan to death. David HaMelech in the beginning of Shmuel Beis, right? So here's the Nara Maleki. Is the one that killed Shaul, Big Shaila in the Psukim. Did Shaul commit suicide? Was it the Nar Maleki? Different versions at the end of Shmuel Aleph, at the beginning of Shmuel Beis. Different versions of the Psukim. The Mefarshim tried to figure out what exactly happened with Shaul HaMelech. But David killed the Nar Maleki. That's clear. How could he kill him? It was based on his own admission. So the Rambam says, Behodayas PM, Horasha Haisa. Horasha, special din. O din Malchus Haya. Or they were more of a Malchus. So therefore, you could kill them. Avala Sanhedrin ein mamisin velo malkin hamode ba'avera. But Sanhedrin is not allowed to kill or whip somebody. Why not? Why not? So the Gemara again said psul karov. The Rambam says something else. Shema nitrifa daito b'davar zeh. Maybe this person has gone crazy. Shema min ha'amalim mari nefesh hamachakim lamus. Maybe he's very, very depressed. and he just wants to die. Shehein tamid tokin charvos bebinan. They stick their swords in their stomachs. Umashlichen atzman alagagos. They throw themselves off the roofs. Kach ze yavo. Also, this guy is coming. V'yomar davar shalo asa kidei sheyehareg. And this guy's coming because he wants to be killed. The klalos shel davar gzeiras hamelach. Really, it's gzeiras hakasev. But says the Rambam, it could be because this guy's a masochist. The guy wants pain. He wants to be killed. So therefore, that's why he's coming to court. That's the Rambam. Nothing to do with psul karov. Nothing to do with psul karov. But according to this, maybe he could testify letova. He just can't testify lera, where he could hurt himself. But that's an afkamina psul karov. You know, he can't testify at all. But the Radvaz here adds a beautiful point. The Radvaz says, V'yepshe losi k'sas tam. It's a good Radvaz to know in life. Again, Yud Ches Vav in Sanhedrin. V'yepshe losi k'sas tam. L'fi she'ein nafsho shel adam kinyano el kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our bodies don't belong to ourselves. Our bodies belong to Hashem. Our guf belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, hanafashos liheina, hilkach lo toel ho da'aso bedavar she'enu shalo. Umalkus palka de misahu. We'll get back to that today. That's Hashem. Malkus is a little bit of misa. Avo mamono hu shalo. Umishamachi amrinan. And that's why hodos bal din kamei edim dami. If somebody admits to owing money, they can pay. Money, because money belongs to me. Obviously, money ultimately comes from Hashem. But money belongs to me. My guf, though, is the direct pikadon from Hashem. And we have to take care of it. Right, that's what he says. I can't kill myself. I can't admit to Bezdin, and they will kill me. V'yim calls that with this whole svara. Ani modish is exeris hakasef. V'in laharher. Okay, so they both end up giving a reason and saying it's exeris hakasef. But those are two different svaras for the principle of ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. Can a person? Person cannot self-incriminate. Either it's a psul karov or it is. Somebody who we think wants to die. A number of nafkaminas or other issues that come up in this case. I saw the Minchas Chinuch. I have the Minchas Chinuch here. Did I bring it here? The Minchas Chinuch suggests, what about a Ben Noach? Do we apply Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha to a Ben Noach? Right? If somebody comes to court, a Ben Noach comes to court and says, I violated Dinim. I violated Gezel. So do we punish them? So if you say, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you say it's a psul karov, there's no kurva. There's no halachic kurva when it comes to a ben noach. So therefore, we wouldn't apply the principle. But if you say it's a din up, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's body, so l'chora, everybody, even a non-Jew's body, belongs to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He's not allowed to hurt themselves. Right? Afkamina tattoos, the self-chavala. You know, l'chora is not a problem of for a ben noach. But either way, that is one nafkamina. Other nafkaminas as well, but that's the two issues that are brought up. There is a big discussion in the Achronim about Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha, especially on a person's deathbed. We had at the end of Baba Basra that a person is not Meshaker B'Shas Misa. So we discussed then, there are a number of shuvas. The Noda B'Yehuda has a shuva. In Eben Ezer, Simen, Kuf, Nun, Vav. Kuf, Nun, Vav. What happened? 3 months after a chalitza took place. A chalitza took place, a man did chalitza, he took off his shoe, when the woman spit in the direction of the shoe, essentially, the woman's about to get remarried. Everything's getting ready for the tznoim, and the chalutz, the man who did chalitza, gets up and says, I'm a lefty, I did the chalitza wrong, right, I took off my right shoe, instead of my left shoe, and she can't get married, and I just think that she's hiding money. That's why I did it. I just think that she has a lot of money from her dead husband. I want it. And, you know, that's why I lied. The whole chalitza was pasul. So do we trust him? Do we trust him that chalitza was pasul? Do we say, ein adam meisim atzmo rasha? Right? So this isn't b'shas misa. This is a different case. So said the Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva about this. And his maskana is, we do not trust him. Well, the whole Bezdin was faked out. The Bezdin checked. Bezdin checked. He says, "V'em came bechinam biza zes arabes abezdin, v'lachin amr anu omrim b'mistama kushta amar b'shas chalitza she'eno iter v'yav shata choser bo v'yomer shekol ha'aramos asa hakol b'sheker v'hu'enu iter v'rod zelipso ha'chalitza v'luk me'ev cheskas ha'rishona she'shemeretz ein mashkichin bo." We don't listen to him, and then he gets into ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. That is one tshuva. Another tshuva. These are the fascinating ones: the Chavos Yair and the Chassam Sofer. The Chavos Yair and Simon Ayin Beis, and the Chassam Sofer and Simon Dalin. Fourth tshuva in Yaradeya. We just mentioned this at the end of Baba Basra. a person on his deathbed, a woman is dying, a woman is a shechid meirah, and she says to the rabbi says, how about some vidui? How about let's do some vidui? And she says, I was mizana, and it's terrible, and did these terrible things. And then the rabbi says, okay, tshuva, and then she gets better. What did I say? No, it wasn't me, I didn't mean it, I can't believe I said that. Similar, that's the Chavos Yair, and then the Chassam Sofer, later, Chavos Yair was the end of the 1600s, Chassam Sofer quotes this Chavos Yair in his context where he has a shochet. He has a shochet, b'shas visa. The same thing, I didn't check my knives, and I trafed up a lot of animals, and then he gets better. So do we take away his smicha to be a mumcha? What about the meat in my freezer that I have from the shochet? Right? So all of these contexts, do we say, ein adam eis ma'aseh rasha? How is that principle all-encompassing? Maybe some Rishonim say it's only a principle in terms of self-punishment. Maybe self-punishment. But other than that, a person is believed. But then you have ein adam eis ma'aseh rasha against ein adam b'shaker b'shas misa, which we had at the end of Bava Basra. So you got to put all these together. That's why you got to be a posek in order to figure out exactly what we should do in all these cases.
Regular case of a regular healthy woman that's modesh
shezinsa. Yeah, so she shavya nafshe.
So how does shavya nafshe work with?
So the question is, she right? So Adam Eitzas of Russia. So again, all these principles you have to figure out what wins. But in that case, where there are there two witnesses, what if the husband wants to stay married to her? But if she knows, she can't live with her husband. Right, that's Issa v'Heter. Right, so again, all these she loses her ksuba. If she says that, then we trust her. But again, this is all ein adam meitzim atzmo rasha.
The first din of Rav Yosef, everyone
agreed. The first din of Rav Yosef of Hevi Habal Edim, the Moti Shemerdin.
No, the first din of Shalob
Bertzona. If it's ones, yeah, huva acher. Right, it's still right because that's the principle. Right, you don't even need pagin and dibura there. That's an ogei b'davar.
Nogei b'davar.
So do you say that a Nogei B'davar is, you have to say that he's not even, it's as if he's not there. We'll get to that.
Oh, so maybe there is
a... Right, well, we'll have to see. We're going to have similar cases coming up right now. So Amar Rava. Rava says, a couple of other cases of Palgina Dibura. Ploni Ba'al Ishti. Ploni Ba'al Ishti. Man comes to court and says, so-and-so was bold, my wife. Hu va'acher mistarfin lahargo. He and another person can combine in order to kill him, kill the boel of Alola Harga, but he can't kill his wife, right? He's a karev. So karev, he's not believed about his wife, but he's believed to say it about the ploni. So my kamashbalon, the falgina dibura, what's the chiddush of falgina dibura? Hainuach, the same as that case as the previous case that we say falgina dibura, right? So what's this chiddush of Rava? We just had it in the machlokas of Yosef and Rava. So the Gemara said, no, mao, the tema adam karev eitzel atzmo amrinan, eitzel ishto lo amrinan. You might say a person is karev eitzel atzmo, but not eitzel ishto. What do you mean? What's the havamina? So according to Rashi, the Havamina is, and therefore you would kill both of them, kill the Boel and the wife. That's Rashi's Havamina. Kamash Malan, we say that, no, a person is also Karav Eitzel Ishto, and therefore he's not believed about his wife. If you look in the, let's talk about the specific Shakla Vitaria first, and then we'll talk about the issue. The Ran quotes this Rashi. Rashi says the Havamina is that you'd kill both, the Boel and the wife, and the Ran says, how could that be? What's the havamina that a person is not related to his wife? How can you suggest that? Baloni hira, mishnah shlema shaninu, sha'afa ba pasal krove ishto, kol shekin shila atzma. So how can you say that? I don't understand what Rashi's saying, that what's the havamina that he's not related to his wife? Baloma chuver, the halom rinan eidus, he quotes other questions, he says, ela ikar, apirish kamashi birish arrived. The arrived has a totally different shot of the Gemara. What's the havamina? As follows. Lagabe ishto salkatai da chamina tehe ishto kikarov da alma. Maybe an isha is like a regular karov, and what we discussed yesterday. V'chihechi dibe krovim eda shebatla miksasa batla kula. Hachanami nema hacha kihechi de eduso pasu lagabe ishto yifso lagabe haboel. For this batla kula edus. The havamina is that you kill neither, nobody. Not like Rashi, the Havamina is that you kill both. Kamashbalan, you only kill the Boel. The Havamina is that you kill neither. So Kamashbalan, what's the Chiddush? What's the Kamashbalan now? Ishto Kugufo. What's ishta kugufo? He's like the isha, the psul isha is like gufo. Kihechi del gabe atzmo lo shayach edus upalgina dibura. So the chiddush is just like my wife is like me. Just like when I testify, it's I'm not even ashamed aid about myself. I'm not part of the katan, therefore that doesn't ruin the rest of the testimony. So achanami lagabi ishto palgina nimisarif emacher lahargo. So too regarding the wife, we don't say that it's a psul karov. It's better and worse. Better and worse than a psul karov, and therefore why? Because the woman is so close. The woman is like a person himself, ishta kugufo, and therefore that would not ruin the rest of the testimony. Again, ishta kugufo, balki ishto comes up in halachic contexts, right? It's shalach manas, yonat yoma. So what do we say by shalach manas? A woman has. Man or woman, everybody has the obligations of matanos of shalach manos. Does the husband say to the wife, "I'm giving on your behalf"? You know, they ishto kugufo together. So again, that's a discussion in the poskim. But is it an assumption that everybody's giving they're giving on behalf of each other? But again, this is an important machlokas. Rashi Raiva just had to read the Gemara. What's the havamina that you'll kill both? You'll kill nobody. That's the machlokas between Rashi and the Raiva. Generally, part of the issue of palginan dibura. The language again. The Iran already said it, but I'll read it to you from the Meiri. The principle of palginan dibura is based on the fact that the half of testimony that we don't accept is not pasul testimony. Because if it was pasul testimony, it would ruin the entire testimony. Nimsa, part of it, problematic. The whole thing is problematic, as we discussed yesterday. The principle of palginan dibura has to be based on the fact that the half that's problematic is as if it's not there. It's lav shem edus bechlal. And we don't need the achronim to lumdicize this. It's already in the Rishonim. The Ran already said it, but I'll read it to you from the Meiri. She'ikr kavanaso lomar she'ishta kugufo ve'ein eduso she'aleha edus klal she'baldover hu etzla k'moshu hu etzal atzmo she'ilu haya edus hayinu mevatlin kol ha'edus be'bitul miksaso ela she'ein sham edus chal al ishto achi ha'edus mevatlo k'saso es k'saso ve'ein sham edus chal ela al ploni. So that's an important principle. That's the whole basis of Hakinat Dibura, means that half about it myself or about my wife, it is lav shame. It is lav shame edus. It is not edus pasul. The Meiri also adds, interesting, that the only reason it works is because I said ploni ba al ishti. So I could take out the al ishti line. Ploni ba. I could judge on that. But let's say a person says zanisi im ishtecha. Right? Somebody says like we'll get to it. Zanisi, I was mezana with your wife. Eino oser. Why? I was mezana. Why? Sheksha atam isalek masha sham bo atzmo rasha ein lenishar shum tam. You take out zanisi. So what is he saying? With your wife. What does your with your wife mean? Pagin and dibur can only be said if you could really take out words from his sentence. Says the Meiri. Avalum ishtecha zinsa imi mitzarif leister. Your wife was mezana. Oh, right. You cut off the imi, and therefore it would be possible. And he says other is a machalik, but I don't think so. Ein zeklum. That's the Meiri. You actually take the words and see what you could split up. And this is important because of a shita of the Rabbi Chanan, and then we will, and then we move on. Rabbi Chanan, the Granat, and then we will move on. The Granat, Rabbi Natali Trupp, Rosh Yeshiva in Radin, he says, the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Ches, the Gemara says an Eved comes to court with his Shtar Shichrur, and it says on it, Atzmacha v'nechasai k'nuyin l'cha. On the get, it says about the Eved, you are Kone, yourself, and your Kone Nechasim, Nechasai. So the Gemara there says, Atzmo Kana, Nechasim Lo Kana. He's free, but he's not Kone the Nechasim of the husband, because it doesn't specify which Nechasim it is. And the Gemara there says, Palgina Dibura. So the Granat says, yep, I mean, it's clear, but you have to say it. Vihine, Hai Palgina Dibura Dahacha, Lo Domi Lecho Palgina Dibura Shebishas. Sometimes the words palgin and dibura are used differently in different places in Shas. Debishlama hasam in our Gemara shayach lomar palgin and dibura kivan sh'amar shnei dvarim ploni rava ve'osi rava lirtzoni. You could really separate the two ideas. The woman was mezana with ploni. It's two ideas, right? The ploni rava oti, right? You could separate. It's two things that are being testified about. But aval hacha, but if somebody says, I was freed with the nechasim, that's one thing. Aval hacha, hu meyid al atzmo, val nechasim ke'echad, b'dibur echad, ve'echi shayach palgin ha'dibura, elosh al karcha chayta palgin ha'dahacha, in gittin, hu palginon ne'emanus. Sometimes we'll say a person will be trusted legabe A and not legabe B. If somebody says, I'm a Kohen, so he'll get the first aliyah, but we won't give him truma. Right? That's called palgina ne'emanus. That's not called palgina dibura. It's one thing he's saying. We'll believe him only regarding certain halachos. So you have to know, sometimes when it says palgina dibura in the Gemara, it doesn't always mean the same thing. Good. The Be'iri, though, highlights that it's two, we split the words, not just split the ne'emanus. Okay, that is all first Rava. Next, line 5. The Amar Rava. Ploni ba al nara hama urasa. If Ploni, he gives a person's name, Ruvain was Boel a nara hama urasa, without saying who. Just a nara hama urasa. So Ruvain is chayav misa. So vahu is mu, and then the edim that he brought are huzam, neheraked, the edim are killed because they were trying to put Ploni to death. The ain mishalman mamam, but they don't pay money because they weren't testifying about a specific nara hama urasa, and therefore they weren't trying to cause anybody a loss of money to lose their ksuba. Because they didn't testify about a woman, so they don't have to pay money. Bito shall ploni, but if they specify, so a woman, vahuzmu, so then neheraganu mishalman mamun. Then it's both, and you don't say kimlei, why? Mamun lezeb, and the fashos lezeb. They were trying to take away money from the, from who? If it's bito shall ploni. Taking away money from the
father.
From the father, because as Rashi here says, the big Rashi, the end of the Rashi, kol shelach nu relavia, when she is a na'ara, all money that she gets goes to her father, and the killing, and the they were trying to kill this man. So it's two different addresses for the punishments, so that's why you do not say. We do not say kim le b'drabamine. That's the case. V'yama Rava, and also this case, similar. Ploni Rava Hashar. So-and-so, Chmana Litzlan, lived with an ox. Ploni Rava Hashar, without specifying whose ox. V'huzmu, Nerag, and Mimisham Amamo. Same thing, he's killed. The Edom are killed because they were trying to put Ploni to death. They don't pay money because the ox was there. The ox was there, but we don't know whose ox it is. But, and therefore we weren't causing a loss to any specific person, so therefore they don't have to pay. But shovo shaploni vahuzmu, neharagunu mishamun mamon, mamon lazeh, unafashos lazeh. Mamon lazeh, unafashos lazeh.
If you can't identify her, how do you know she's an ara? That's a half-year age.
Right, 6 months. How do you know? How do they know? Meaning what? If she's not in court?
You're killing someone.
The edim testified that it was an ara marasa. How do they know? They know when she was born. They know, right. L'chore, it wasn't just based on physical maturity. Because, you know, different girls at different ages, right? So they had to have known. However they knew. That's, I don't know, one of they were pediatricians. Whatever the case may be, they knew this, they knew the case. They didn't mention who it was. Okay, let's just do a little more and then I'll come back to this line in a second. Hasu l'amali hainohach. What do you have to give all these cases for? It's the same principle. Of Pagina Dibura. So Mishut Kabai Bayi Ilave. Because we had one question about it. The Amar Rava, you're right, the last statement of Ploni Rava Shar is not telling me anything new. It's just leading up to the following question. Bayi Rava. Ploni Rava Shori Mahu. Ploni live with my ox. So what do we say about that? Mahu. Mi Amrinan Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. Ve'ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. Do I say that a person is related to himself or to his wife? But not related to his money, and therefore what? Again, Rashi, the rabbi of Machlokas, had to read this line. And therefore what? We'll see. O Dilma Amrinan Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. We say, no, a person is Karov Eitzel his Mamon. So, Rashi says, Mi Amrinan Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. Upalginan Dibura Lehemune Achavre Velo Ashor. Do you say a person is Karov Eitzel Mamono? And therefore, he is not an aid when it comes to his ox, and if he could kill the other guy. There's no psul karov here where you would say nimsa echa karov apostle. Or do we say, lo amrinan lini pagina dibura de kolavis mamono? Or do you not say that, and we say that a person is karov etzel mamono, and therefore that ruins the whole testimony and nobody's put to death? That's the question. Basar de baye hadar pashte, adam karov etzel mamono, vein adam karov etzel, adam karov etzel asma, vein adam karov etzel, Eitzel Mamono. So therefore, Rashi, the Gemara ends off by saying, a person is a karav about himself and not about his mamon, and therefore the other person can be put to death. Right, he's not a car of Eitzel Mamona. Right, that's the Maskana. Rashi says, Hadar Pashta, Lo Armina Adam Kar Eitzel Mamona, Linya Pagina Dibura. And also, I'm sorry, I forgot, that was the Vahashar Yisakel. Not only could the other person be put to death, even the ox is put to death. Because the person is not related to his ox, like he is related to himself or to his wife. You look in the Ran, again, he quotes the Ravid, who gives a different shot exactly what the Havamina and Maskana is. Good. Just one other ha'ara. I wanted to quote the Ksos. The Ksos has a diyak from our Gemara. Interesting Ksos. I never saw this before. The Ksos in Lamed Ches Dalet. He just starts off a paragraph. Yirali. He's not even talking about a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It has to do with the general simon. Yirali. The shnayim sheheidu be'echad shenisnaseich yeno. Let's say two Edom cut the cord and say, Ruvain's wine became yayin nesach. It's aser bahana'a. Vehuzmu. So if two Edom say they believe, what if they become Edom Zomamin? So what is the halacha? Chayavin ha'edim l'shalim d'mei hayayin. The Edom have to pay the value of the wine. Kechol Torah's Edom Zomamin, like all Edom Zomamin. They wanted to make call this guy a loss of wine. They have to pay. V'af agav d'bikruksiv kasher zomam la'asos la'achiv v'hani ein mechayvin oso klal ela al hayayin hu d'me'idin. They're not testifying about anything was done by people. They're just testifying about the wine. Right? Still, says the Ksos, don't say lasos l'achiv so literally. They were grumma trying to cause a loss to their achiv. Even though they're testifying about the object himself. Even though they're only testifying about a chefsa, it's good enough. How do I know, says the Ksos, that you can testify about a chefsa and still apply halachos of azama? V'ray lo davar mi perakama de Sanhedrin. First paragraph of Sanhedrin. Ploni Rava Shorosha Ploni. Neheragna Mishama de Meshala Bailab. Ama af de Misadi ala Shor. Velo al Balashor. Afilohaki Mishama de Meshar. They have to pay the owner of the ox, even though they're only testifying about the ox's actions. Says the Ksos, that's my riot. You can testify about an object which affects the owner. And the Nesivus argues, the Minchas Chinuch also discusses it. Do you say Kasha Zaman by Isser Veheter? The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Lamezayin. Again, this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Two dots. Makos Bishloshes. We had a Machlokes discussion in the Mishnah. How many Edim for Malkus? So we had Malkus Bishlosha, and Rabbi Shmuel says Be'esrim Veshlosha, 3 and 23. So what is that Machlokes about? So Bidon immediately, how do you know 3? Amar Rafuna, the Amar Kra, Rafuna says, Vishaftum Shnaim. Vein Bezin Shakam, Osivin Le'orechad Harikan Shlosha. So Vishaftum is double, you have 2. Add on one more for Vein Bezin Shakal, you have 3. Elameata, Vihitstiku Shnaim, Vihirshiu Shnaim. They shall make innocent, they shall make guilty. Harikan Shiva, so add on 2 more. Vihsiku Vihirshiu, add on 4 more. Ahumi Baila, look at the Ula. No, that's talking about, that's coming to teach me Ula. Domar Ula, Remez, Eidim Zomin, Adarminayin. Where is Eidim Zomin? Hinted to in the Torah, Remez, Eidim Zomin, Vaksiv Kasha Zamam. What do you mean a hint? It's explicit halacha. You don't need a hint. El Remez, Eidim Zomim, Shalokin, Minayin. How do I know that if Eidim Zomimin cannot be given the punishment that they were trying to inflict by, let's say they testify that so-and-so is a Ben Gerusha, first mission in Makos, they testify that so-and-so is a Ben Gerusha, he's not a Kohen, so what, I'm going to make myself a non-Kohen? What if I'm a Yisrael? So what that means nothing. So what do I do? How do I know that in that case you get Malkus, Minayin, Tichsiv, Vitzdiku is a Tzadik, Vishu is a Rasha? Because the Padre says you get Malkus by that case. Where you make innocent the Tzadik, and you make guilty the Rasha. Ask the Gemara, Vishu, Vitzdiku is a Tzadik, Vishu is a Rasha. Vayim in a Kosa Rasha. What they do wrong? Why are they going to get Malkus if they did the right thing? Ella, no, it must be the following. Edim Shirshu is a Tzadik. Edim that made guilty the tzaddik, the innocent person, va'asu edi achridi v'etzdiku was a tzaddik, and then other edim came and then edi mazimin and corrected the situation, de meikara, v'shavinu, as a tzaddik meikara, v'shavinu lahanak rasham, they made these edim rasham, so in that case, v'hayim in akos harasha. So you see, it's a case of edim zomamin, and therefore they're going to get malchus in a case where they cannot give the regular onesh of edim zomamin. Fine. Says the Gemara, v'tepegle milo sane. Why do you need this whole makor? Simply, losana b'reach eid shaker. Get malchus for losana. They testified falsely. No, mishum dehavi lelav she'ein bo ma'isa. V'chol lav she'ein bo ma'isa ein lo kanalav. No, because the lav she'ein bo ma'isa, a lav without an action does not get malchus. What is the source of that? So one source we mentioned two days ago, for that is dumya delav dechasima. All malchus is only if it is a similar aveira to the lav of muzzling. That's what the Yad Ramah says right here. Dumi dalav dechasima. That's why lav sheiva ma'isa in lokan alav. Lav hanita glasay in lokan alav. Lav sheiva dalav dechasima. Says bezin in lokan alav. All the types of malchus. Rashi here quotes a different makar. Rashi in the second wide line quotes a different makar, specifically about imotish malasos vifla shemes makoscha. Different makar that Rashi quotes. Okay, there is a major machlokas. Interesting machlokas. How do you define a lav sheiva? Ein b'maisa and lav sheyesh b'maisa. What if there's an aveira that you could do with or without an action? How about muzzling your animal? Right? That act. I could muzzle my animal with my words. Right? Sometimes if an animal's about to go, oh, no! Right? Even like a child. You can muzzle an animal without putting a muzzle on. A child's about to take a candy. Oh! Right? That's called chasma b'kol. Right? There's no action there. So is that a lav sheyesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa? So it's a fascinating machlokas. Three shitas. Every sheet that you want. Three shitas in the Rishonim. How do you define a lav sheiva b'maisa? The Sefer HaChinuch says about 15 times, no less than 15 times, in his commentary, the Sefer HaChinuch says, I'll read it to you from the lav of nekama, revenge, resh mem aleph. The Sefer HaChinuch, you can take revenge with your words. You can take revenge with your actions. Right? I can take revenge. So is that a lav sheiva b'maisa or ein b'maisa? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, ein loke. You don't get malchus. Mikivan she'efshar lavar alala b'li ma'isa. Since it is possible to do it without a ma'isa, it's called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Even though you could do it with a ma'isa. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. That's in one direction. Ein lokan alav ze lefi she'ein bo ma'isa. V'klal ze yeh b'yadcha. V'chol malkam shtem alav she'ein bo ma'isa ein lokan alav. She'af api she'asa bo shum ma'isa ein aloke. V'pnei she'efshar lavar alala b'li ma'isa. V'tizkar davar ze b'kulon. Ki davar baruhur ein sarach l'shanosu b'makam achar. I don't have to say it again because I've already said it 12 times. Right? That's the Sefer HaChinuch. That is Reish Mem Aleph. It's always Lav She'ema Maisa. Who's the opposite Shita? The Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah in Schirus. Magen Mishnah in Schirus. Herek Yud Beis. The Magen Mishnah says just the opposite. The Efshar Hayil, because the Rambam says if you muzzle your animal by calling to it, you get Malchus. Right? If I go to my animal, right? I get Malchus. Says the Magen Mishnah. The Efshar Lilomar. Shekol Lav. She'i efshar bo ma'isa ela dibur she'ina dibur kari ma'isa avol chasima kivan she'yeshna b'ma'isa gabmur af ha'chasima b'kol havei ma'isa. Right? If it could be done with a ma'isa, then even if you don't do it with a ma'isa, however you did it, it's considered a ma'isa. Because you could do it with a ma'isa, so if you could do it with a ma'isa, that's called a lav she'yesh b'ma'isa. That's the opposite shita. And then in the middle, you might say, well, it depends. Did he do a ma'aser or not? That's the sheet of the Raivin. The Raivin in Sheet of Mekubes is Bamatziah Daf Sadik. I'm not going to read it now. But Bamatziah Daf Sadik, the Raivin quotes, it depends. If you did a ma'isa, you get Malchus. If you didn't do a ma'isa, you don't get Malchus. Three different sheetahs in the Rishonim. Okay, so that is important for Lav She'yesh b'maisa. Viter, says the Gemara. That was Malchus with three. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omru Be'esa Mishlosha. Rabbi Yishmael says you get the 23 judges for Malchus. Why? My time with Rabbi Yishmael, first Svara, Omer Abaya, Asya Rasha, Rasha Michai V'Misus, Gzera Shava from Misa. Gzif Hacha V'Hayim Menakosa Rasha, V'Gzif Hasa Masher Hu Rasha Lamus, Malahalan Be'esa Mishlosha, Avkan Be'esa Mishlosha. Abaya says, Gzera Shava from Misa. Rava Amar, Malchus B'maka Misa Omedes. Malchus stands in the place of Misa. What does that mean? Rashi, third wide line. Malchus Malka Misa Omedes. Dekivan de Avar alas Haras Baro. Since he violated the warning of his creator, Ra'uy Hu Lamus. Deserves to die. If I a treif, I deserve to die. Umisa, on purpose. Umisa Zu Kanas Alavakasav. Vahariu Ka'achas Minamisos. Wow. It's like one of the Mises. V'chihechi deskila b'fnei atzma, v'sreifa b'fnei atzma, v'herik b'fnei atzma, havinaki malchus ka'achas min amisus. Malchus is a form of death. Right, there's a line in the Gemara elsewhere that the Gemara doesn't quote here. Mali katla kula, mali katla palka. What's the difference if I kill him halfway or whole way? Talking about wounding someone. What's the difference? Baba Kama has that lashon. Right? So it's one of the mises. It's a form. Wounding somebody, right, on it. Right? One of the opinions of Chovel on Shabbos. Right? Wounding somebody on Shabbos. What Av Malacha is that? We mentioned a number of times. Everybody agrees you can't wound somebody on Shabbos. What is the Av Malacha of Chovel? Very unclear. Some say it's Soveya. Some say it's Dosh, the Rambam. Others say, Rabbi Natam says, it is Netilas Neshama, it's Shochet. Cause Malika Lakula, Malika Lapalga. You wound somebody, it's like killing that area. Right? So that's Malkas Malkamisa Omedes. That's one. Tosfos has another Svara. That sometimes people might die from the Malkas. That's why Malkas Malkamisa Omedes. That's more of a practical issue of it. It might turn into Nefashas, therefore you had to have the Edom there. So that's but Tosfos likes Rashi's Pshat. Interesting. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and he says, and he quotes his own Pshat, he says, I like Rashi's Pshat. Right? Pierce for Hakuntra's Iker. I like Rashi's Pshat. Okay, so that's 2 days in the Gemara, Kedir Shava or Malkas Malkamisa Omedes. Amar Rav Achla Bered Rav Lorav Ashi, Ihachi, if that's true, Umden Olamali, if Malkas Malkamisa Omedes, so then, who cares, you'll have 23 there. So what do you have to estimate, how much, we know from Malkas, you have to estimate how many this guy could receive. What's the difference? So let him die. Malkas Malkamisa Omedes. Limchaye hit him, Vimaz Lemus. If he dies, he dies. No, the person has to be hit in front of your eyes. Ki machas, when he's hit, agaba dechayim machas, on the back of somebody who's alive, he has to be hit. Okay, he has to be hit, you have to hit him when he's alive. Ella, so it's fascinating. Reb Chaim says, what's the answer? The answer isn't, hey, come on, he's al chayim isa. So he might die, because he's, what do you mean, everybody, he might die? Who cares? What do you mean, who cares? He's only chayim malchus. The Gemara says, no, teres hakasav, he needs to be alive when you hit him. Let's continue for a second. Velahadatanya. Amdu kan lakabel estrimi makanoso elamakas are uslish talesh. The makas have to be divisible by 3. Right? So if he cannot get, if they said he can only get 20, so then how many do you have to give him? Become a timnisri. Gotta give him 18. Right? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Lumchai esmachada. If he has to be standing when he's hit, so give him 21. That's divisible by 3. Vechimayis. Bahachada lemus. And he'll die right afterwards. The haki machas. The kabatachayka machas. When you hit him, he was alive. So the Gemara answered, no. Amale, amakrav, nikla achicha le'enecha. Acharei shalaka, achicha bina v'leka. Right? After he dies, no, he has, even after you hit him, he has to be alive. Okay? Period. So again, what's the answer? Why doesn't the Gemara give the answer? He's not chayiv misa. So the answer is similar to what we said yesterday. A few days ago, we had on the bottom of Avim Abayis. I think it was the day we did Dav Zayin. Remember we discussed Lo Sagru Mipneish? Right, a dying cannot be afraid of anybody, and we said that might even be b'makom sakanas nefashos. Right, we said, well, the Rambam says, even if you're scared, you're going to die. Why? Because that's inherent in the mitzvah. Inherent in the mitzvah. Right, and we said the similar idea to milchama, the minchas chinuch. By milchama, there's no pur p'tur, pikuach nefesh. So say, some of the achronim, this Rav Sternbach suggests this, and based on Rav Chaim discussing this also, when we say malchus, and you have to have an umdina, that's not because we think that, oh, we have rachmanis on him, and therefore, you know, we're not going to give him all the punishment. No! Not like we usually assume. We know he's not chayimisa, we're not going to do it to death. Really, Meikar Adin, we have a mitzvah to give him malchus. The problem is, if he's going to die, we're not going to be able to give malchus. He's going to die in the middle. That's the problem. And there are certain rules about malchus, but not that there's a patur pikuach nefesh. No, it's just that inherent in the mitzvah of Bezin giving Malkus, it has to be have certain rules. He has to be alive afterwards, but not that it's a patur of pikuach nefesh. Again, there's many rayas. I'll read you one raya. The Rambam. The Rambam in Sanhedrin. Where's my Rambam? The Rambam in Sanhedrin. Hey, Dalad. The Rambam says, listen to this Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakama. Malkus bishlosha. And then he adds, Va'afalpi she'efsher shayamus kishamalkinoso. Malkus is three judges, even though he might die. Period. That's the end of the halacha. So what is the Rambam saying? He's never going to die. What do you mean? Aren't we worried? That's why we have an umdana? What are you worried about? The answer is, okay, umdana, but if he dies, he dies. It's not that we have the umdana to save his life. That's not the purpose of the umdana. Because really, Malkus b'maka misa omedes. Like Rashi says, we went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a form of misa. It's a more cow form of misa. Most of the time, person does not die from the Malkus. But that's just one Rambam. But again, this is discussed at length, if you want to look it up, in Rav Sternbach, in Chelek Vav, Simin Lamed.
So what is the purpose of the
The purpose of the Umdana is that inherit, because the umdana is we need to fulfill the malchus, and malchus has to be in sets of three, because there's three separate places on the body where we hit. So we check how much, you know, if the guy can take 20, then those last two aren't going to be part of the mitzvah of malchus, because he's going to die before that. He's going to die before we get to the end, before we get to 21. So that's why it's a shear in the malchus. It's not an external p'tur of pikuach nefesh. Okay, there's more to talk about, but feel free to look. Oh, just one other. It's great, great historical note. What was I talking to last night about it? I don't remember. I was just in Sfat Shabbos, so we had a little bit also discussion of the big smicha controversy. Right, in the 1500s, we know the Mahari Beirav and the Maharal Bach. All the big, big controversy started in Sfat, because many of the Jews who got thrown out of Spain in 1492, they came to Sfan in the 1500s, and they were very upset, because in Spain they had given up their religion, they had gone to baptisms, right? They weren't strong enough. They come to Eretz Yisrael, they say, how do we do tshuva? We want Malkus. Give us Malkus, please. We can't give Malkus without a Beis Din. So that's why the Chachmei Tzfat, the Maharibe Rav, and others, again, a huge discussion, said, okay, let's renew the smicha. Let's renew the smicha so we can get a Beis Din, and therefore we can give Malkus to these people, and they can do tshuva. Right, that's why the Chachmei Tzfat got based on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that if all the Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael get together and agree, so then they could renew smicha. So all the Chachmei Tzfat got together. Wonderful, let's renew the smicha. And the Maharibe Rav gave smicha to his student, the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and others. Again, a huge discussion. And the problem was, well, they made a brick wall when the Chachmei Yerushalayim got involved. Chachmei Yerushalayim says, no way, no smicha, period. That ended the try for getting all of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael together, the Chachmei Tzfat versus the Chachmei. So in that discussion, in that in all of those sources, it all talks about Malka B'Baka Misa Omedes. Talks about our discussion. Kivach Malka B'Baka Misa Omedes V'Alul. I'm reading from the Maharal Bach. V'Omedes V'Alul Aydei Malkus Laharug. Right, and then so he might die. Mari Beirav says, so what? The din of Malkus, we're not so worried about it. He quotes a bunch of the riots from our Gemara. But again, this is where a lot of the action is related to our discussion. Okay. Weiter. Ibra Chodesh B'Shlosha. So the Mishnah said that when we add on a day to the month, not really add on a day, when we make a month a 30-day month, it is with three. So the Gemara is Madai. Chishav Loktani. Figuring it out, it doesn't say. Kiddush Loktani. Kiddush, sanctifying it, meaning making day 30 into day 1, it does not say. It's only Ibur, when you have a 30-day month, and you make day 31 into day 1. Ela Ibur, it only says Ibur. So Gemara says, Lo liktesh amamelo la'aber. I don't understand, says the Gemara. What do you need you don't need a Beis Din for? If there's no Rosh Chodesh on day 30, it's for sure going to be on the next day. So, three answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaya. Tani Kiddush HaKodesh. Switch it. Always the easy answer. Switch Ibur for Kiddush, and really it means Kiddush HaChodesh. Tani Nami Hachim, also under the Braisa, Kiddush HaChodesh v'Ibur HaShana b'Shlosha, Divrei Remeir. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana, adding on a month, is with three, Remeir says. That is answer number one. This, by the way, is one of the Rayas, again, a topic which we'll have to come back to later, one of the Ramban's Rayas against the Rambam. Major Machlokas. Ramban versus Rambam. To be Mekadesh the month, do you need to have Smuchin mechach meha Sanhedrin? The Ramban says no. You need three mumchin. That's all you need. And the Rambam spends a lot of time in Mitzvah Kufn and Gimel discussing that, of course, you need Sanhedrin from Eretz Yisrael, three smuchin from Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says, just a shlosha here. This is three here. Three mumchin. That's all you need. So there are many rayas the Ramban brings against the Rambam, that you don't need three smuchin mechach meha Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, but this is one of them that it's just a shlosha here. Okay, so shlosha, three means three regular mumchin. So that's the first answer. Switch Ibur to Kiddush. Amar Rava v'ha Ibur k'tani. It says Ibur in the Mishnah. Come on. What's he bothered by? Rashi says, sometimes you could say there's a word left out, chisuri mechsura, but to switch a word, that's harder to do. That's harder to do. Say something was left out. Don't say there was a mistake. So, El Amar Rava, answer number two. Rava gives a different shot. What does it mean, Ibur in the Mishnah? Kiddush biyom Ibur. Bishlosha. When you sanctify the month on the day that could have been Me'ubar, meaning on day 30, you make that into day 1. So bishlosha. So that needs three. Achar Ibur. But if it's after Ibur, like a kiddush, like we said, if it's after Ibur, if it's day 31, then for sure it's going to be Rosh Chodesh anyway. So like a kiddush, umani Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok, and it's like Reb Elazar Shita, Titani Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok Omer, Imlo Nireb is Mano, Ein Makachin Oso. If the moon was not seen in its proper time, meaning on day 30, then you do not need to sanctify it. Shekfar Kitshu et Bashamayim. It's already Mekudesh upstairs, right? Because every Hebrew month only has 29 or 30 days. Rav Nachman Amar, Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shlosha. Rav Nachman, by the way, argues, the Gemara just says on that Shita, Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shlosha, the opposite. If you do Kiddush after Ibur, meaning for a full month, an Imali month, that needs three, but Yom Ibur Lekha Kiddush. Umani plimahu, and it's plimo shita hi. The tanya plima omer, bismano ein makachin oso. The opposite, bismano. On day 30, you do not sanctify it. Shalom bismano makachin oso. But if it's afterwards, you do need sanctity. We explain this back in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but that is all Rava Shita, number two pshat of the Mishnah. Rava and Abaya are giving different pshatim in the Mishnah. Abaya says switch the word from Ibur to Kiddush, right, and Rav is saying fit it in.
But the
bottom line halacha is right. They're not arguing.
Right.
Abaya is not saying a halacha. Right. Abaya is not saying a. There's no machlokas halacha. It's just machlokas what the Mishnah means. Ravashi amar la'olam chishav tani. Really, the Mishnah means the calculations itself require three. Umay Ibur, chishuv de Ibur. The calculation of whether you're ma'aber or not. It just says Ibur because of the next line where it talks about Ibur Hashanah. Period. Chishav Chodesh in Kiddush Chodesh Lo. So you're saying only the calculations and not the Kiddush? So Mani Reb Eliezer, that's going like Reb Eliezer who says you don't need it for at all. The Tanya Reb Eliezer Omer, Bein Bezmano, Bein Shalom Bezmano, Ein Mekachin Oso. You never have to sanctify the month, Shenemar, V'kida Shem Eshnasa Chamishim Shana, Shanim Ata Mekadesh V'yeta Mekadesh Chodashim. You only have to sanctify years, the 50th year of Yovel, but you do not have to sanctify the months. That is a special din of Rabbi Eliezer. What do you sanctify? The Rambam says you have to sanctify it and that you don't work the land. It's the Rambam. Others say it means that you have to announce that this is a special month and that the slaves have to go back to free and the land goes back to the original owners. That's all part of the Kiddush of Yovel. Let's do two more minutes. Rashbag says it's 3, 5, 7. Tanya, Ketzad, Arm Shogam Leo, Bishlosha, Maschilin, Uba Chamish, and Osav, and Osin, you discuss it with five, and go on Bishiva, and then you finish with seven. Echad, Amar Leishiv, Shem, Amar Leishiv. You start the process. One says we should sit and discuss this to see if we have to add it on. Ushtai, Amar Shalom Leishiv, Batil Yachad, Biyuto, the one is Batil in the two, because two say Shalom Leishiv, status quo, so that's it, you leave it. Shnaim Omer Leishiv, Echad Omer Shalom Leishiv, but if two say we should sit and discuss it, Mosiv and Aleim Ot Shnaim, then you add on two more. Vinosav, Rosav, Badavar, now you have five. And then at that point, Shnaim Omer Mesricha, Vishnel Shalom Omer Eina Sricha, two say we need to be Ma'aber. And three say not, Batlu Shnaim B'Yutan. Again, if you always have the majority saying status quo, so then you leave it. Shlosha Omer Mesricha, Vishnaim Omer Eina Sricha, Mosiv and Aleim Ot Shnaim, Sheina Minyan Pachas Mishiva. And then you say, right, you always add on two more, and then at seven they make the decision. They make the final decision. What if it was unanimous at the beginning, 3-0? Do you stop there? So machlokas rishonim. If it's 3-0 at the beginning, do you have to add on? You have to add on. So that is the Rabbeinu Chananel here says no, you don't have to add on. You don't have to add on. Others say not. Hani shlosha chamish v'shiva kenegan me. What is 3, 5, 7? Pligi bar Rabbi Yisrael Nachmani v'chadi imei umanu Rav Shimon Pazi v'armi Rav Shimon Pazi v'chadi imei umanu Rav Yisrael Nachmani. It's two friends. Either way, chad amar kenegan berachas kohanim. Berachas Kohanim, they have the words 3, 5, and 7. First pasuk has 3, second one has 5, 7. V'chad Amar Shlosha Keneged Shomrei Asaf Chamisha Miroi Pnei Hamelach Shiva Roei Pnei Hamelach. Right, 3, 5, and 7. We are figuring out Hashem's reign in the world, how it should be. So therefore, we parallel it to a king's reign in this world, how many guards a king has. So we find some kings have 3, some kings have 5, some kings have 7. Who had 7? So Rashi says, Achashverosh! Achashverosh. Tosfos says, bring it in Achashverosh into Halacha. It's like Sisra into Rosh Hashanah. Kind of Achashverosh. So Tosfos says, it can't be. No, Rabbi Natan says, it's Sori Yisrael, Pasuk and then the Malachim. Right, the whole, it has all of them. Machlokas, whether Rashi says it's Achashverosh or not. 3, 5, and 7. Maybe the Yad Ramah says, why do we pick Rechaz Kohanim? Because it's Hashem giving us a bracha. So therefore, when we take part in the creative process of the world, of setting the calendar, we also want to parallel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with more Ibur and Kiddush Inyanim.